Wait, is it on?
No, you have to row it.
I plugged it in.
You row it like a canoe.
Craig, it's not a canoe. This
you rub it like a canoe.
This is high-tech studio equipment.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, then yes, it's on.
Yes, okay. Well, hey, Craig.
Hey, Warren, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I'm a little sleepy. I'm a little full.
Well, welcome to Sleepless. Yeah, we did. Yes.
Welcome to Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah, you know what?
What?
It's that mid-afternoon sleep siesta type thing going on.
Yeah. It hit instantly. Too many carbs, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know, but you cooked today.
I did.
And you did some Italian sausage.
Sausage, peppers, and onions.
Peppers and onions, absolutely delicious.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm very proud of you. It was amazing. You. Another great meal off the Green Egg.
Off the Green Egg. We're still doing it, folks. It's how long has it been?
And here we are. What is it? January something.
Yeah, so six months. I got it for my birthday, so I've been doing it for 6 months.
We love the Green Egg.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about today, though, outside?
Oh, my God. It's crazy.
Yeah. In the middle of January, and it's, what, 70-something degrees?
People in, like, back east, people in Russia, Croatia, to all these places, we're sorry.
Yes.
You should come.
Wasawi.
Come and have a cup of coffee with us. Why are you talking like that?
Well, how does somebody from New York?
You just sound like a little child. I'm sorry.
That's how they say it in New
Daddy,
York.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so I worked with a group of very entitled guests the other night. They were all from New York.
Uh-huh.
Very, very wealthy people. But like, hey, Mari.
Let's throw out, that's not indicative of New York, this kind of people.
Okay, what is?
There isn't any. They're just people, like we're people.
No, they're people. They're people. Yeah. But they were very, very entitled people.
Well, if they were cooking or eating where you're cooking, they're very rich people.
Well, yes,
but
at the same time, I don't do well with entitlement.
You don't?
No, it's something I don't care.
I love it. I dig it.
No, you're not an entitled person.
No, but I love entitled people.
Because they're very entertaining.
Yeah, they sure can be.
Yeah.
If you look at it that way, sometimes it's hard to look at them.
How do you define entitlement?
Oh my gosh, there's so many ways these days. Because people are entitled to everything. It seems like they're entitled to everything, except the people who are paying for everything.
Right.
Yeah.
But I kind of...
this is a different thing.
I kind of describe it as somebody who is under the assumption that they deserve everything just because of who they are, right? And they deserve special treatment, and they deserve instant service because of who they are.
Did you just look this up?
No. Without being considerate.
Let me tell you the definition.
Are you on Urban Dictionary?
No, I'm on Webster.
No, Urban is so much more reliable.
Is it?
Yeah. What does Webster say?
It says, being oneself to be inherently deserving of privileges or special treatment.
Right.
Just because of who you are.
But don't you think there's a lot of entitled people in our society?
Yeah, I do. But is it self-entitlement? Is it like, but they're not actually entitled.
No, they're not actually entitled. It's
self-proclaimed. But they entitle themselves, yeah.
Look, I work in an industry that's been plagued by labor issues since the pandemic, right? And we have a lot of guests that are extremely patient and understanding that everybody's doing the best they can to make things happen, right? But there are also those entitled portion of our guest that have a tendency to have zero understanding of the fact that there's no labor available and everyone's doing the best they can to provide the best quality experience that's available. And it gets irritating.
See, you would irritate me.
Why?
Because if I spent $122,000 a day on a room and food, like they do there, it's your fucking problem.
But they get me.
I'm paying you for a service. You need to deliver it. It's not up to me to, I feel so bad for you. You can't find people. Then shut it down and don't take my money.
That's the flip side of the coin.
Uh-huh.
That's the flip side of the coin.
Yeah.
So the experience is provided. The quality of everything is provided, right? But there are occasions when things will take an extra moment or two that traditionally wouldn't.
Right, and you can't always go above and beyond.
And you can't go above and beyond
In your case, special menu items or things that aren't on the menu. Hey, I want you to create this for me.
Because the bodies just aren't there.
Right.
So when somebody comes in, they book and they pay for an experience, they get and we provide that experience.
Sure, right.
But it's just not everything is efficient and as quickly as possible. And I feel bad for a lot of people in the service industry because they're getting beaten up.
Yeah, they are.
By these entitled people that don't take into consideration what everyone else is going through.
True.
At this point in time in the world.
Yep.
You know? It's like being stuck in traffic. You're fucking stuck in traffic.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Where are you going to go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except you get the asshole that starts honking his horn behind you.
You know what I like is the one who keeps swerving over to the side to look around so they can see what's going on. Like they're going to fix it.
Yeah.
It's like, just wait. Just, what are you going to do? Wait.
And I've noticed now that we're 54, I'm 54, 55 in this age group that... You know, you have a deeper understanding.
Right. You do.
Hey, if it's a line, it's a line. You can either A, wait in it, or B, not wait in it.
Yes.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. If you don't want to wait, go somewhere else.
But that's another thing of entitlement. People who want to skip that line go ahead of you.
Uh-huh.
It's like you may be in line, and you know, like when you can tell, and there's signs that say you're going down to one lane.
Right, right.
And it'll be two lanes, and they're making you get over. And there's always that guy who's got to, like, go right up to the front and sneak in.
Yes.
It's like, so we haven't all been waiting here all this time. So please feel free to go ahead because you need to get where you're going quicker than I do.
That's a good tangible definition of entitlement.
Yeah.
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 We're all in the same boat, people.
We are.
Yeah. And I think
we got some different boats.
We got some different boats, but I think at the same time, we all need to be conscious of one another and understanding of each other.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think we have decent common sense between the two of us.
We do.
Yeah, but not everybody shares
at least
that same.
We think we do.
At least, yeah. We're entitled to say that.
Yes. We have good common sense. Just ask us.
Yes. But not everybody has that same measure of thought process. And, you know, you have to have patience, love, and tolerance sometimes.
Uh-huh. You know, I think at least patience and tolerance.
Patience and tolerance.
Love always doesn't come into play. Yeah. I don't think.
But unfortunately,
what?
As we've recently witnessed,
right,
when you do have that patience and tolerance, people will take advantage
absolutely.
Of you.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You can count on it, and you just have to expect it and roll with it.
Yeah. So you have to set your boundaries.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Which has been kind of an issue in the neighborhood lately.
Which reminds me of Drake.
Yes!
Yeah, speaking of boundaries.
He set some serious boundaries, didn't he?
He did. Well, so apparently him and this girl, some girl from Instagram.
Uh-huh.
They decide that they're going to get together and hook
up.
Was
she hot?
I don't know. I haven't seen a picture of her.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Okay.
But it's Drake. And he's got like all the cash in the world. So I assume that he wasn't like just picking up some random.
Are rich guys better looking than poor guys?
No, but I don't. At some point it doesn't matter, right?
No.
Doesn't seem to.
No.
So, Drake's a good-looking guy, though.
Okay.
Yeah, have you seen him before? You know who this is?
Isn't that Drake Masters, the brake shop?
Yes, he owns a brake shop.
Okay.
So he gets together with this girl. So they decide they're going to have sex.
Uh-huh.
So they go about their business. They have sex.
Consensual.
Yeah. He takes his condom off.
Okay.
He goes into the bathroom, ties it up, throws it in the trash.
Uh-huh.
But for summer, I guess he was worried about this girl.
Uh-huh.
And turns out, rightly so.
Uh-huh.
So he put hot sauce inside the condom, which the whole story, I'm not sure that I buy. Why do you have hot sauce in the bathroom?
Yeah. It must have been a premeditated measure.
Yeah. So he puts it in there and he ties it up. Well, I guess she does try to impregnate herself with this condom. She takes it off.
Oh.
And she said it was like a volcano erupted inside of her.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
So guess what she's going to do now?
To the court.
Sue him.
Of course.
She's going to sue. Why?
She needed to make the money one way or the other.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that's entitlement.
Correct.
What?
I have to pee.
We don't have to be. We're not doing that anymore.
Yes.
No.
I have to go.
No, we're not lying about that stuff anymore.
It's not a lie.
It's a lie.
It's coming out.
I want to see.
No, I'm not going to show it to you.
Yes.
You'll see the spot on my trousers.
I want to see the spot in your trousers.
We'll be right back, everybody. Sleepless in Cialis. think it's working.
No, you have to put it in back of the...
It is.
Correct. No, it's showing purple.
No, do you think anybody listens to this part?
I don't know.
They can't hear us.
What can we do to test it?
Hello? Hello?
What? Nobody answered, so that means they're not listening?
So nobody's there.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Warren.
Yeah.
We have so much work to do on you.
Welcome back to Sleepless
in Seattle. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. I have a question for you.
Yeah, yeah.
What if the Halloween pumpkin were a zucchini?
Why are we stuck on phallic symbols?
Who's stuck on phallic? This is the first time I brought this up.
But a zucchini is a phallic symbol.
No, it's not. It's a squash.
Oh, contraire, my friend.
Just an, oh, no.
What do you think in countries where electricity is not available, what do you think they use?
Where electricity is not available? Yeah. Batteries?
Yeah, if they can't get a vibrator.
Batteries.
No.
They have to do with electricity.
Yeah, you think there's a farm girl out there in the field that's running around looking for batteries right now? No. She's going for the nearest squash.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely.
A pumpkin? That's huge.
No, that would hurt her. A zucchini.
What about a zucchini? I thought we were talking about pumpkins.
I don't know. What are we talking? Or what about, okay, say they're down in Colombia, right? And they're out in the fields, the banana fields.
They don't have
right?
Halloween in Colombia.
No. So say a woman gets all worked up. She's hot and bothered.
In Colombia,
out in the banana fields, right?
Can't find a pumpkin.
You can't find banana or batteries. What is she going to grab?
An extension cord.
Exactly. No. Okay, so we're talking about why Halloween uses a pumpkin.
Yes.
Okay, there's got to be some history about this.
Tell me.
I know, what does the Urban Dictionary say about pumpkins?
It doesn't.
Yeah, it's got to have a definition.
I've looked that up probably 12 times over the past 3 months.
why are you looking up pumpkin in Urban Dictionary?
Because I want to know why we're stuck with pumpkins. You have to go to the grocery store.
Uh-huh.
You have to drag out this heavy bitch of a pumpkin.
And it's a safety hazard.
You bring it
cut
all the way
things.
Home. And then you cut it up. You leave it on your doorstep to decompose.
Correct.
It's disgusting.
And why do we use the most dangerous vegetable to carve and teach our 4, 5, and 6-year-old children how to carve using something that is...
Why is it so dangerous?
Because it's so hard.
Are there a lot of accidents, pumpkin carving
accidents?
There's
got to be. I'd love to hear from an ER doctor.
There's never been one.
A pumpkin carving
accident? Yes, I looked it up.
Look it up.
I looked it up 2 dozen times in the past 2 months.
This has been on your mind, hasn't it? Yeah. Well,
all I want to know is why they chose
the pumpkin.
This ridiculous pumpkin when it could have been like a zucchini. What if it were a grape?
Well, no. Oh, hang
How
on.
Nice would it be if it were a grape? How easy is that?
Okay, so I'm going to think it has something
Which
to do
with... Which brings me to...
What?
How come in Mexican culture you have to eat 12 grapes before midnight?
What the fuck is that about? And then walk around the neighborhood with the suitcase.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't get that part either.
This is in hopes that you become homeless over the next year?
No, it's supposed to bring you money.
Money?
Yes.
The grapes or the...
Both.
I think the one is supposed to bring you travel. The suitcase.
Okay.
So the grapes bring you travel?
I don't. The grapes, I think, are supposed to bring you money so you can travel.
How do you feel about silly superstitions?
Woo! I don't believe in them.
I don't either.
Except when I find a penny heads up, I pick it up all day long so I have good luck.
Oh, no.
What?
No.
Okay, let's talk about some superstitions for a while.
Don't step on that crack, Warren.
It'll break your mother's back.
That's right.
Okay, you were in Vegas recently.
Yes.
How many quarters did you toss into the fountain?
None.
But that's the thing, right? People toss change.
What fountain?
Don't they have fountain? Do you remember?
The Bellagio fountain, big one?
Yeah. Don't you put a quarter in there and you make a wish?
No, you put a quarter in the slot machine.
No.
Then maybe you do get a fortune.
But don't you remember like at Paradise Valley Mall, they had like, you know, fountains in the center and then you toss a quarter in there and you make a wish? Well,
no.
In our day, it was like a penny.
I remember doing that at the Trevi Fountain in Rome.
Did anything happen?
Well, I'm still alive, I guess.
Okay, so that's a good... That's
but I haven't... It's supposed to guarantee your return.
Yeah?
That was 20 years ago I went.
You probably underpaid. Okay, what about this one?
What?
Driving through an intersection on a yellow light.
What about it?
That's bad.
Normal.
That's bad luck.
It's normal now.
Well, it's normal now, but you used to have to touch the roof of your car when you did it.
You know what one that cracks me up is like...
What?
Ooh, I'll get in trouble if I run that yellow light and it turns into a red...
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to go, like, 80 miles an hour to get through it.
Accelerate.
To make sure I get through before it turns red.
Yeah.
So that's not going to get you in trouble.
No. Yeah. So not only are you now running the red light, but you're doing it at speed. Yeah. So you
more than 20 miles an hour. So it's actually a criminal offense at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. What about a black cat?
What about him?
Aren't those bad
luck?
Like
a panther?
Yeah.
Like the Pink Panther.
No.
I used to love the beginning of the Pink Panther with that guy who would attack him.
Right.
On purpose. I love that.
Oh, the Chinese guy. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember the scenes where he used to sit like above the
door. Yes, above the door. And then he would jump down on them. They had this big fight scene. And then they were done. He'd be like, oh, okay, thank you.
I've always wanted to hire a housekeeper like that.
To attack you?
Yes.
See, I'm thinking of these other housekeepers I've seen in other kinds of movies.
Uh-huh.
I think those are better.
Like Miss Doubtfire?
No, not like Miss Doubtfire.
She was hot.
Dude, that was Robin Williams.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Well, let's talk about something else.
So not only are you talking about finding this guy who dressed up like a woman attractive, you're also talking about finding a dead guy who was dressed up like a woman as attractive.
Are we on air right now?
No, we're just talking.
Oh, okay. So we're just...
No, we'll record later.
Okay, good.
I just don't feel like it right now. We had that big meal and I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, so am I. Yeah. But Doubtfire, she was hot.
This afternoon.
She was hot.
Dude, stop. That was Robin Williams.
No, it wasn't. It was Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, my God. Do you remember when Tom Hanks dressed up like a woman in a TV show?
For what show?
I don't remember the name of the show. It was him and this other guy and it was like a sitcom.
Oh, was that the one where they, the opening scene, and they were sitting in a parking spot on the street, suntanning themselves?
I don't know.
Trading Places? No.
No, that was Eddie Murphy.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I don't think he
dressed... That's a pretty funny movie.
Yeah, I don't think he dressed up like one. Yeah. That was Beverly Hills Cop.
Yes.
That signifies our generation right there.
You know what I think we need to do?
What?
Open a dojo.
Excuse me?
We're going to open a dojo.
What is a dojo?
And we're going to be senseis.
Oh, yeah. Like, so Karate like
Cobra
Kid.
Kai. Yes.
Cobra Kai.
Yes.
Yeah, that show has made me trip out. I think that whoever that Ralph Macchiati guy, the lead actor.
Chachi Loves Joni?
Yeah, Chachi Loves Joni. Yeah. What's his name?
Ralph Macchio.
Ralph Macchio, yeah. He was great when he was younger in the original Karate Kid, but it's just not cutting the ice now.
Sure it is. He's fantastic.
As a car salesman?
Oh, yeah. I'd say he's one of the top three actors in the world right now.
Are you high?
No.
You know who made the Karate Kid famous? Was that Asian?
Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, the Asian.
Do you know that he actually had to come up with that accent?
Really?
He's like from Jersey.
I always thought it was Chong.
Did you
really?
Tommy Chong?
Yeah, Tommy Chong, because they look exactly the same.
They don't look anything alike.
Yeah, they do.
They don't. He looks more like Cheech than he does Tommy Chong.
Which one was... Who's Chong?
Chong was the big, tall guy.
Oh, yeah, then he was
beard.
Cheech.
Yeah. He wasn't Cheech. Cheech Marin?
Yeah.
He's the Mexican guy.
Oh, then he looked like Chong.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I did want to ask you a question.
Okay.
A serious question, yeah. Okay,
I can tell by the look in your eyes.
We both live full lives.
Yes.
Right, full lives.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I was thinking, you know, with work and everything else, it's difficult to keep up with things around the house. And
right.
Have you considered hiring an au pair?
No, but I think maybe we should share one.
No.
Why?
I'm not into that.
Into what? They take
sharing,
care of both of
sharing
us.
Women.
It's not a woman, it's an au pair.
An au pair?
Au pair.
Oh,
yes.
Au pair.
Huh?
Oh, I get it.
A pair of women, yeah.
A pair of women. That may be a little awkward. Running between houses late at night.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't think so. No. I think it's a good idea.
Okay, well, we can give it a shot.
Well, I think you can get away with having an au pair because you have children.
Yeah. Well, that would just be the excuse on the surface.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have any at home.
Well, somebody has to take care of you.
I take care of me.
Well, you're getting older now.
I am.
Yeah. So I think
feeble.
I think assisted living is now in order. And if you look,
really,
if you look at the au pair catalog,
really? It's time for that talk.
Well,
are you going to take away my car too?
Oh, you don't want somebody to? You don't want a sponge bath every night?
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, so, ladies and gents, another great episode.
Wait, but what's their name? The au pair's name.
I don't know, because I think they're from different countries, right?
Right.
So, I mean, you need to kind of narrow down the selection a little bit. So when I go to order this au pair for you, we get something that fits your needs.
I just don't want one whose name is Sean.
A paraplegic named Sean.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
This has been a good episode.
It has.
Happy January.
Yes. Happy January. Happy almost mid-January. Today is mid-January.
It's the 15th?
It is.
Ho, ho! No, it's not. Yeah.
It is.
Okay. No. Isn't there a holiday coming up soon?
Tomorrow.
What is it?
Milk Day.
Milk Day.
Yes.
Okay.
Martin Luther King.
Oh, that's a good topic for our next episode.
Yes, let's talk about that. Oh, boy.
All right, ladies and
gentlemen. This could be a doozy, folks. Yeah.
Sleepless in Cialis.
Thank you for
What's
coming.
What's our email address?
It is big, big hands at sleeplessincialis.com.
Tick-giddy-talk. Tick-tock. Tick-tock.
No, it's sick-talk.
Sick-talk.
Sleepless in Cialis. That's our anagram?
Anagram. I don't know.
Sick?
Sick. Oh, yeah. Sleepless in Cialis.
Yes.
But on TikTok, ladies and gentlemen.
Sick-talk.
Sick-talk. Sleepless in Cialis talk.
Yes.
Yes.
Tickety.
Hey, wait. We're going to hit 100,000 views here.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
It's coming.
It's coming, man. If you want to see me take my shirt off, tune into TikTok.
Dude, we want them to go on there and watch them.
What?
You tell them that shit, nobody's going to go.
Everybody's going
to
be
nobody
on there.
Nobody wants to see that.
Thing's going
to
be packed.
Nobody wants to see that.
All right, everybody. Sleepless in Cialis.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.